live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's getting close to Christmas and the Christmas goodies and plants are beginning to arrive in our houses. The 105 vet Dr. Mifanri Hill is here and we're going to be talking about some of the things that our dogs and cats and maybe even house rabbits, I don't know, shouldn't be eating with us. Hello Mifanri, how are you?
Hi Alex, great to be with you.
Now, shall we start with sort of Christmas foods that we often have in our houses around this time but maybe don't have all the time, so we're not so aware of how they are with our pets?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, Christmas is a really exciting time for everybody. We're probably all really looking forward to lots of fantastic Christmas food. But I think it's really important that we remember that some of the things that we like to eat around Christmas time can be harmful for our pets. Now, I think lots of people these days are aware that chocolate is toxic to dogs and so might be quite used to the idea of trying to keep away the box of quality treat from their pets. But we also need to remember that lots of the other things that we eat at Christmas time can be equally bad for them and sometimes even more harmful. And number one on that list is going to be Christmas pudding and mince pies. So dogs in particular are really very sensitive to raisins, currants, sultanas, these sorts of dried fruits, anything that's a kind of dried grape variety, basically. And they're very, very poisonous to dogs and they're particularly bad for their kidneys. And it really doesn't take very much. You know, we can be talking about one sultana, one raisin can be enough to cause very serious damage. So it's so, so important that owners are really, really careful with the box of mince pies left on the side. You know, make sure it's well out of the way of your dogs and make sure that they can't get at it or into the cupboards to snaffle a few mince pies.
Is that the same for cats?
So cats are also not very tolerant to grapes and raisins and things like that. But the interesting thing is that cats don't actually have sweet taste buds.
Oh, okay.
So they're not able to detect the fact that these foods might be tasty. And so they don't tend to be quite so interested in them. What you might find, though, is that your cat is quite interested in your glass of wine and will stick its foot in and have a little lick. And, you know, that's also not great for them. So it's quite important that we keep all of these sorts of things out of the reach of our curious furry friends.
And does that apply as well to, like, I was just thinking chocolate tree decorations. Now they get put up, don't they? And they're nice and shiny and sparkly. I was just thinking
about dogs.
So, you know, you might put your box of chocolates away, but you might need to be aware of your tree decorations, mightn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're hanging any of those sorts of chocolate tree decorations on your tree, make sure that they're above the level that your dog could pull off. And Christmas tree decorations in general can always pose a danger. I've got lots of owners who have removed Christmas baubles from their dog's tummies because, you know, to a dog it's just a tennis ball on a string hanging on a Christmas tree, and they don't know that it's not necessarily something that they can eat or something that they can play with. And the same also goes for things like tinsel. So it's really important that we keep these things out of our pets' way, that we supervise our pets when they're around things like our Christmas trees, and that if they are particularly interested, maybe we think about just maybe undressing the bottom half of the tree so that it's not quite so accessible to them, doesn't pose them quite such a danger.
Oh, very good idea. Now, we talked about chocolate and we've talked about sultanas and mince pies, and I guess that's like Christmas cake and Christmas pudding, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we've also got things like macadamia nuts, another common thing that we might have lying around at Christmas time. Not all nuts are bad for dogs, but macadamia nuts in particular are not very well tolerated by them. And actually, dogs that eat macadamia nuts can get some pretty odd symptoms. So sometimes they can seem lame, so they might be limping or something like that. And you might not necessarily associate that with having eaten something toxic or poisonous. So it's a good idea to keep nuts in general out of our pets' reach, but macadamia nuts in particular. And then we've also got things like onions. So onions, garlics, leeks, shallots, chives, all of these allium family of plants. And that actually also includes lilies. So lilies are not a particularly popular plant at Christmas time, but because they're from the same family as the onions and the garlic, they can cause exactly the same sorts of symptoms that we would see. And again, these are causing damage to the red blood cells. So these are the cells that carry oxygen around our pets' bodies. And it's really, really important that they don't ingest these, because we often don't see the effect effects until several weeks after the insult has actually occurred. So the things that we might be finding onions and garlic in would be, for example, Christmas stuffing.
Yes, of course.
So these sorts of pre-prepared, and, you know, they smell lovely if you're a dog. They smell all sort of chicken-y, lots of turkey fat and things like that in there. It's very, very important that we keep even the dried version away from them, because that's still got lots of onion and garlic and things like that in there.
Wow, I'd never even realised about onions and garlic. I seem to have missed that. But yeah, I'm a lover of stuffing, so I can see why pets would be tempted by it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Another big one I think it's very easy to overlook is artificial sweeteners. So xylitol, which is from the family of artificial sweeteners, is very, very toxic to dogs. And it comes in all sorts of things. So it's found in chewing gum, it's found in some yogurts, not necessarily specifically Christmas food, but just because, you know, around Christmas time, maybe we're slightly less aware of everything. Everything's a bit hectic. Maybe we've got a bit more food in the house than usual. We're having to store things in places that we maybe wouldn't usually put them. So it's really important to double check that if your food does contain xylitol, so this particular artificial sweetener, it's well away from your pet's access, and that there's nothing that you're leaving lying around the house that they could snaffle in an unsupervised moment.
That's a very good point. We're hiding things in all sorts of places. You do, don't you? Or like for us, we just put them on a chair in the spare room or something. So that's a very good point. And you were talking there, you mentioned about lilies. What other plants and things, because we tend to bring lots of plant life kind of into our houses for Christmas, what sort of things are not great for animals?
Yeah, so unfortunately, again, a lot of the really classic Christmas things that we're used to dressing our houses with, so mistletoe, ivy, holly, all of the berries associated with these plants are quite poisonous to our pets. They can cause quite serious gastrointestinal upset, so, you know, vomiting and diarrhea, which nobody wants in their pets over the Christmas period. But also the poinsettia, so the humble Christmas plant, you know, the beautiful that you always give to your mother-in-law over Christmas. You know, it's not hugely dangerous, but it's certainly sufficient to cause the dogs and cats to have a little bit of a stomach upset. You might find that they start being sick, or that they start to hypersalivate, so produce lots and lots of saliva, become very, very drooly and be, you know, irritated in their mouth. And also, again, our Christmas trees. So pine needles, they're a bit sharp and spiky. They can cause irritation and scratching to our pets. But if they ingest a lot of pine needles, they can also give a little bit of an upset stomach. And as you mentioned earlier, pine needles are also actually not great for our indoor house rabbits. So the sort of vapours that come off the pine tree are not very good for indoor pet rabbits. So it's important that if you do have a house rabbit, that you're not sort of locking them up in the same room as the Christmas tree for long periods of time.
And with the plants that you mentioned, like the poinsettia, is it if they ate the leaves or is it if they rubbed against them? How bad is it?
Yeah, for the poinsettia, they probably have to have a bit of a chew on a leaf. Just rubbing up against one wouldn't necessarily be enough to cause major problems. But there is always a bit of individual variation. And if, for example, you know, your cat has rubbed up against it and then grooms themselves straight away,
yes, of course,
you might find that that they were to get a little bit drooly. But generally speaking, their fur is going to protect them from the worst of the effects. But if they do groom themselves closely after contact, then we can definitely see problems. Holly, mistletoe and ivy, they really would have to eat the berries in order to have any problems, but you know, very few animals are going to try to chew a holly leaf, so that doesn't tend to be so much of a problem.
Unless they're really daft, you could put some in that category, definitely.
Exactly. I was just going to say that I think other than that, it's really, you know, thinking of our pets as being a little bit like small vulnerable babies, so keeping them away from the candles, the Christmas decorations, the little silica gel packets that you get in lots of toys these days. You know, they're there to absorb moisture and keep things dry. None of these are very good for children or for our pets, and I think it's just really important to clear up after ourselves and just always be cautious and remember that they don't know that it's Christmas and they don't know these things are bad for them. They just want to play, they just want our attention and our affection, and we just have to be a little bit more careful because it's all a bit more chaotic at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's very true. Thank you very much for that, and have a lovely Christmas yourself and New Year, and we'll see you back in January.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas to you and to everyone listening.
Cambridge 105 Radio.